down to the greatest show on earth.
Try again.
Then you won't be able to
Hello and welcome to episode 201 of the JL Show. Owen, what's going on with you?
I have a pretty sore throat today.
Does that mean you won't be able to podcast with us today? Oh, that's terrible. Listeners, you're never going to guess where we are today. You really aren't. Owen, do you want to tell the listeners where we are? Okay. Well, we are currently in the home of our good friend, Michael. And the funniest part of the story is that Michael's not here right now. We basically broke in and just chilling here, Owen and myself. And this is, I think it is very notable that we point out immediately, the first time in history that an episode of the JL Show has been recorded in the month of June.
Alright, I can play my music now.
The first gift.
No.
Your quality music. Is it McFly?
Yes.
Busted?
No.
Is it actually McFly?
No.
He sounds like McFly.
No, okay, I'm not saying nothing, but you guess who it is.
It sounds like the same people who do Best Day of My Life. I don't know what they're called. Imagine Dragons or something. I don't know. American Authors. It's an okay name for a band.
Did you ever watch the Glee performance?
No. Man, they're a really good band. They're probably one of
the Glee, Glee performance is actually pretty decent. Ugh. It's one of the better ones they've done recently.
No, actually, I don't know who did it.
They got into Times Square.
No, I know who did a really good Glee. My best day of my life. Mikey, they did an excellent job of this.
Shane and Michael are here.
Are they?
Turn this garbage off.
No!
No, you have to listen.
Shane.
No.
Hi, Shane.
Let me tear it up. No, Lucy, we listen to your terrible music. We're listening
no one wants
to
hear this.
No one wants to hear that.
Michael, tell them the building. It's your
house. It just happens to be that they are here now. Shane, is it leg day today?
Oh, it sounds like the Teletubbies.
What is this?
No, Teletubbies.
Lucy put on a terrible song. So I get to put on.
This is what Owen watches.
They're doing cover of one of my.
This is what Owen watches late at night in his house. 8-year-old kids singing bad songs.
Oh, that's so bad. I'll give it a chance.
Like, I've seen worse things.
It's
like something bad on about the Got Talent.
No, I never said it was good. It's just that.
I think you said, you know who does a really good version of the song? Yeah,
no, but it's a
you
really good song.
You can taste the auto-tune off it.
Yeah. But look, 2 million views, so somebody likes this shit. Right.
I know.
Well, produced, so I've given
them
back.
Sure, but like, the kids are cute and they're all dancing and stuff, but like...
Oh no.
Why are we going to my YouTube channel? No, you misspelled it.
See how bad losing time when I misspell it.
Because you're illiterate.
Oh, dear God.
That channel almost got shut down because of a community copyright strike.
For what?
I uploaded a community trailer.
Oh,
and Yahoo took out
on foreign shores. Ebola lurks. When Ebola comes to America, yes, as this recently discovered children's drawing shows, Ebola is in America. What's going to be done?
I know.
Oh
my God, you're into that so fast.
Mine's like four times faster.
Now, this came like out last month, but it
I'm not telling you, I don't want to see the Napalm Girl.
Another phenomenon
we're in a rush,
going on,
we need to stitch her, not that.
Oh, that's what we're doing now.
So
come on, back to
work.
Back to work.
Okay. That's what Lucian wants his
life. Alright, let's hear it, Michael. By the way, we're doing the podcast right now. Yeah. I like it.
I'm gonna hang out with Shane.
Very atmospheric, yeah.
Let's use a
job. Be quiet. Oh, it'll do great. Opening scene, that's perfect, yeah.
Alright.
But I want like a boom after the credits.
Oh, Shane, okay. You cleaned out the jacket.
Yeah. Alright, actually, I'll just transfer these across here.
Are you? I
Let me get the IP of this machine. I try not to imagine being very close.
What filter one?
Shane, you slide through here. How long will
that take? It's not that long, actually. It's only...
Tell us about your adventures, Shane. What did you get up to the whole time? Did you encounter any like wild animals or children?
I encountered a dog. He was kind of standing in the middle of the road. He looked at me. No, he was actually in the very center of the road. And he was looking at me. And I kind of went by him. And he didn't even look around. He just kept staring.
Maybe he was blind.
Maybe, yeah.
Oh, where is that?
Coming down Kirkullen, near the bottom.
Kirkullen. There's a deaf dog on this road. So you have to be careful when you're driving because he won't hear you.
Yeah.
So it's only when he turns around and sees that there's a car and he goes legging.
Jesus.
And there's also...
You want to tell somebody that if they're visiting.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
How do they live? How do deaf dogs survive?
I think there's a lot of dead dogs in the roads here. No.
I was going to Mayo with someone there last day. And
fair enough. They're on the tune world. They swerve out.
Near down through the lane.
What do you have? Look
what Michael has over there. He's hanging up. Real life science.
Yeah. No, the robotics.
I just haven't gotten around to hanging
frame,
out.
Yeah.
Mr. O'Donnell hasn't hung up for a poster yet.
I have one frame thing in my room, and it's like a. Oh no, it's my. I don't even know what it is. I want to get my.
Oh,
there's another chair in the other room. I'll get.
I want my Marty Morrissey thing framed. I'm gonna go play the drums. From Marty Morrissey last week. He's so lucky. I'm going to meet him. My dad said he's always out in shoot at the matches out in shoot. I'm going to go meet him there.
Okay.
This is Whiplash. He lives in Dublin, but I mean, his family, his mother's in Clare.
Don't start yet.
This is Whiplash right here.
No, wait, don't start yet.
How does Whiplash go?
Okay,
I'm trying to play Whiplash, Michael.
Don't start yet. Yeah, you can start now. I have an infinite supply of chair. All right, go ahead.
How much of it did you get? What did you say, Shane?
I didn't know Pima did drums.
No, they don't. That's Kevin's.
I love that the thing down there is called.
How does he have time to play the drums without working in the fields? Please, Kevin.
Alright, let's have a jam
here.
Thank you. I said the amp on one.
Yeah, seriously, me and Shane are not having fun.
Huh?
How are you not dead?
Oh, I am dead.
How are your parents so tolerant of this?
They just go...
Because like I, cause see, once a week I test the smoke alarm in our house. I press the button, and like everyone in the house starts going, "Shut up, you stupid idiot!" Now, sure, if I played music loud, they wouldn't actually mind as much, but yeah, because it's creation.
All right, and you have a guitar.
When you learn drums,
I have multiple. I've got three guitars. I got two acoustics, and I got an electric guitar, and I got a piano, and I've got a ukulele, and I've got a couple of harmonicas.
How come you did music though? You don't actually make kind of person.
Wait, did you do music in junior?
Yeah, gotta be. But what was I going to say? What were you saying about? Oh, the drums. Oh, yeah. Well, I played the drums with Killian and Kian and music last year in TY.
Did you actually learn that?
Yeah. I didn't. I went to the bathroom with David. We just talked.
The way you said that.
We just talked. Yeah, because I know they weren't talking about...
No. I'd say the sound levels there completely fucked up my microphone here.
The crazy thing is, we each took a guitar. So, that was two guitars that weren't being used. And, like, Dolan and that reapproved. There were many guitars. Can I just sort of like lie down?
Alright, back to Stitcher now. Oh my god, we're like... Ugh. It's taking too long.
How much did this film?
Like 10 seconds.
Nice. Like, you've seen credits, it probably is long as
nothing.
What's your opinion on
that? Alright, have you got a USB key?
On what?
USB
key. I love lens flares.
I just want lens flares everywhere.
I like lens flare in photography, right? Like, whenever I design a promotional image for the JL show episodes or for, like, a buzz something, I always put a shit ton of baka shapes around people's faces. Loads and loads of flashy lights.
The thing is...
My dad used lens flares, but,
he's incredible.
But, like, I mean, J.J. Abrams does it. It's become a sort of joke. But, like, I don't mind when J.J. does it. I mean...
If it's done wrong, it looks horrible.
Yeah, J.J.'s Star Trek films are very, very glossy, and I think that it suits them to have...
Yeah. It's like this space thing.
Yeah, I think as well. I think if you use it in Star Wars, I don't think it'll work so well. Because I think Star Wars is a lot more gritty and earthy than Star Trek.
Yeah.
Star Wars is all about the planets and the sand.
Star Trek's very...
Star Trek is all...
I don't like the reboot to Star Trek.
Star Trek in the Dark is
not good.
Really, really good film. Star Trek in... The two Star Trek reboots are way better than any of the Star Wars prequels. Fact.
True. Yeah, what's the story? What's the first Star Wars episode?
You mean like in the 70s?
Yeah.
Well, you had Star Wars, which is called Star Wars.
What did they call that number four?
It's been retitled Star Wars Episode 4 New Hope.
Before the prequels came along,
they were just called Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back from the Jedi, and then they were retitled Episode 4.
But did they plan on making prequels?
No, of course not. That was just George Lucas looking for money.
He lost all his credibility. He's already a billionaire.
But he lost all his credibility as an artist.
But who cares? He's rich.
Maybe if we gave all the money to charity.
I mean, he made really good films before Star Wars.
He made
a film called THX 1131, which is like this weird experimental sci-fi with all these people in white. It's really good. And I mean, it's not as good as Star Wars. It's a different kind of thing. But
do you see Mad Max yet?
No.
I don't think it's worth seeing.
Mm-hmm. I mean, is it so overhyped.
The reviews, but it's not even the hype. It's got 98%. I went back through Rotten Tomatoes. The last blockbuster to get 98%, apart from Toy Story 3, which is animated, I didn't count that, was like in 1991 or something.
Actually, what's that movie called? What's the name of the Irish guy who's like, is it Calvary?
Brendan Gleeson,
yeah. What was that name of the movie he did? It was really free.
The Guard.
Yeah, but that was like a small Irish thing.
I mean, not a lot of people.
Got 99%, but in terms of like big Hollywood kind of summer things, like Mad Max is the best reviewed one.
I'd say Calgary is actually pretty decent. It's amazing.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't like Calgary.
I might actually watch that.
I was really looking forward to it, but it starts off crude with this whole...
That's the entire idea of the movie.
And it just gets worse. He pisses on the painting. It is, yeah. And it mostly is. I didn't.
That guy's in
Father Ted.
He's really over. I'm not a fan of Father Ted, but that's not something.
Father Ted is
so great.
Guys, Father Ted's on Netflix, and my family's arguing over what to watch. You just ended up watching Father Ted, and then.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm surprised it only ran for what? Two seasons?
Three. I can hate Father Ted.
There's a lot of good.
Well, Shane, BMS is so good, isn't it?
Oh, really?
It's so consistent.
I've finished.
There's no bad episodes.
Some are more
Michael and
no, they're actually all actually all actually it's like there's no actual plan.
This is funny.
Like the one I watched the last day was
alright.
Alright.
Stitcher.
We should tell our listeners whoever they are.
What we got so far.
We are. Yeah, Shane, come over and watch the start of the film.
I have to unlink this now.
Red peak pictures.
I'm not wearing any shoes.
I should have updated the Red peak pictures logo with like a 3D mountain, but I don't know where to get
Michael
one.
Michael has the Expendables.
Yeah, TV. Quality film.
This is all my dad.
Fun fact, Michael. So the Expendables and Salt are right next to each other on your shelf. Those two movies came out the same weekend, August 2010.
Oh my God, no one cares.
Well, it's a fun fact.
No, it's not a fun fact.
Salt is all right.
It's okay. It's better than the Angelina Jolie, and she's like a transsexual kind of
secret agent.
Yeah,
is that transsexual?
Well, in the comics, she is.
Okie doke.
Yes. That's a pretty low res image, actually. Now that I look at it, this is nice though. I like this. I did that in After Effects.
The intro fashion.
He was in the damn picture. It's the best picture I had. Yeah. No, I was going to, but I didn't want to carry. I want people to think that that's Cameron and myself.
No, in the one I saw, your name came up at the same time as that.
Oh god, well, that was a mess.
Is this a redone?
No, this is the only one I ever did.
I love this one.
That just takes away the series.
I think it's pretty cool.
It's just that.
There's a fire in the background. Yeah. Fun fact though, that's not the same black guy who was in the shot a minute ago on the phone in the office. It's a different black guy.
Obviously.
You see, I want there to be be sort of a crash then. I want it to be sort of... Because there it just kind of goes black and then comes in. I want it to be...
Oh yeah, it's, the whole thing is shot.
I want it to go... 1995.
What do you want it to do?
I want it to cut from the end of the credits. I just want it to be like... Next image. Where it kind of goes, it goes black, and then comes back in. I want it to just be the credits end, and then pow.
Was there any people on set trying to leak?
There were, yeah. It was like Suicide Squad all over again. You had all these fucking photos coming out. The Suicide Squad set security, whoever they employed to security on set, need to be fired. Every Monday, photos leaking from the film. They're spoiling the entire thing.
No, it's not. It's actually like, I saw the video of the
car. Do you just do one shot of each scene, or do you have different cameras?
I think it's really clever to have, like, photos.
But it was such a delayed reaction there.
I mean, it's good advertising for the film, right? But they're spoiling like all the big.
It doesn't. Nothing reveals. Is spoiled.
We all know Batman's in it now.
We're not going to get anywhere.
Not it. Was that not known?
Random crap.
No, it was not known. That was a big secret.
Well,
it wasn't that big a secret. You could have predicted it, but like.
I thought it was a given that Batman.
No, Batman's not supposed to be in it. He's only going to be in for 5 minutes. All right, now we're doing Stitcher. Okay.
Thank you.
So much stuff is getting leaked, though.
No one cares.
Suicide Squad's a particular problem.
Okay, so I definitely need to.
So is the Winter Soldier.
Edit these clips.
No, I think it's good.
Okay, be quiet.
What do you need here?
It just trends
social media. So, all right, okay, go. Then, like. So take out the black. That black is a waste of space. Get rid of it.
We need it.
No, he's the director.
We need it to,
apparently.
We need it, because you can't... Well, you could add it over the top of this, if you really want.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me leave it there for a second.
All right.
Because you might change your mind.
I won't.
Yeah, okay. all right, we need a sound effect. What kind of sound effect are we looking for here?
Maybe something kind of digitally, kind of staticky. Like a glass breaker. Shane's gonna be our like main creative consultant now. It was his idea. He wasn't there for the shooting, so he's gonna be in charge here now.
All right. So what have you heard Jules' voice?
Yes, she did an Instagram video.
16.
She's got like a good like Dublin accent. I mean,
it's terrible.
She's 16.
Apparently,
she looks like 20, but she's.
But there was some. She shared some posts and was like, "Hi, my name is Jules. I'm 16."
Yeah. From the...
I'm 5'11". Like,
that's weird.
Yeah, the model thing.
Her birthday's the day after mine.
Alright, what are we looking for here?
Blue Mountain State.
We have the Blue Mountain State theme tune.
Yeah.
No.
We
need to incorporate Blue Mountain State
theme. Don't allow it, Michael. Don't allow it.
It's like Rev Theory or something.
I can imagine what it's going to be. It's going to be like the fucking Hollyoaks theme tune.
Theme sound, right?
It's going to be like... Dum, 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 dum.
It's fresh. This is the actual song.
Oh my god, I can imagine how awful it's going to be. We're not putting this in the film.
Yes, we are.
Yes.
No, we're not.
There, stick it out.
Fuck you guys.
Oh, that's so weird. Actually, that's bad.
This is it.
I was expecting something like good.
I don't respect you guys' opinions at all. You probably like Linkin Park, so
I don't
remember. Oh,
Linkin Park. I love how this is it has 11 million views. So once again, there are idiots who like this.
It's a good show.
This isn't even the show. It's just the song. I'm not playing this new Stitcher.
It's closer in here, bad boy. Has this got anything to do with the actual TV show?
No, they appear in an episode.
Yeah, please turn it off. Oh, it's so bad.
Only the chorus is good.
The full version of the Community theme song is actually way better than the version that's in the show. Like, the part that's in... Turn it off, Michael. This is the bottom of the barrel of modern music.
Shane and I are going to do our own film.
Okay. Do what you want.
All right. We're going to do a BMS Wished. Episode.
Wished. Okay, we need
BMS tribute.
We need sound.
Oh god, my parents are starting watching.
All right,
watching
what are we
goal.
Doing? Static? So, no, glass smashing.
Glass smashing, yeah.
Blackout.
Yeah, that's a good episode.
My parents started watching The Goldbergs now. Oh, it's so bad.
Let's hear it.
Taz is a brilliant actor.
It's too gentle. There we go. That's what we want right there.
Alright, let me download this crap.
What do you use for downloading YouTube as MP3? I use YouTube to MP3.org.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the best one.
MP3.org.
Yes, that is like one of my favorites. Yeah. Although I use clipconverter.cc for downloading YouTube's videos, because it lets you download 4K. Like, it's really, really good.
I don't want
you. Super fast. Clipconverter.cc.
What's all that Nabil Frontier keyboard?
It's for show. This is not a keyboard.
It's the first Frontier keyboard.
He doesn't know what 90% of it does.
I do. It isn't for show. It's fully functional. It's for my recording studio.
Okay.
99 volumes for 99%.
I don't have it set up right now.
We should record a pilot of the 99%.
Okay, let me explain what everything does.
No, we don't have time. I don't care.
18 faders. 4 channel parametric EQs. 2 aux sends. 8 subgroups, a master, talkback, blah 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 blah. It's a pretty sweet board.
It's pretty good.
Pretty sweet board.
These are kind of missing. The actual
yeah, the, I have to get.
Well, no, I think it's cool. Whether it works or not, I think it's cool to have in your setup.
Yeah.
Get dusted it down once a day or something. Maybe.
Or once. Alright, let's pop in this.
Oh, that's cool.
Sound effect.
Pico. I love those.
It's really old. It's like a 70s board.
Yeah, it looks
cool
though.
Yeah. Alright. Let's pop this in. This is going into scene one.
Nice.
Alright. I don't want to.
This
is
tedious, also.
Oh, yeah. Me and Shane are pretty out of our element. Mm.
So am I, really.
Don't worry.
You know what I'm doing.
I think
it's that one.
I spent all my childhood in editing suites, right? But, like, I didn't learn anything technical, so.
I just played on my.
I spent like probably months.
No, it needs to be there when it's black, like this.
Oh, I know, yeah. I'm trying to get the sound effect.
I spent the whole summer of 2008 in the editing suite out in GMIT. It's too long.
Right.
It goes on too long.
You want the glass to be breaking?
I don't see the relevance of your glass.
Yeah, maybe that one, yeah. So it sounds kind
of
like bullets
those,
as well.
Or do you want the three?
Three.
Really?
Maybe not.
No,
maybe.
I was thinking the one.
The one.
Yeah. Like, you don't want...
Like, why do you want glass in the first place?
I don't think you'd want to see the glass
dramatic.
When you see the characters. The glass should only be there when you can't see the people.
You should have a woman screaming.
Oh, yeah, don't worry.
But that black is just weird.
All right, let's take the black out.
Yeah,
okay,
I just want
wait,
I want the black gone.
Let's see.
Like, we need to have a child crying in the background as well. I know.
We don't really know
that it's a
flashback.
You should have the SpongeBob guy, you know, my leg.
It's not dramatic enough. The glass.
We need an explosion.
Explosion.
No. Thank you.
Fine. No, fuck off, Michael.
It needs to, the credits need to end with a poof. You need to be thrown back in your seats. It needs to be like, okay, so why is that black guy running? Where is he going? And then,
right. But he's a casual jogger. He's not running from out of it.
He's running from Stitcher.
I think the black works running. For the sound effect.
Black guy.
If it's an explosion.
If it's an explosion, right? Explosion. And then it just.
All right.
And then we could do like a fade. Fade into the first scene.
1985.
Just one big.
Did you already scratch this on your phone screen?
Right. No. No, I don't know. I have like. It still has. Marks of what happened to it in January. That's still.
Thanks for responding.
Oh, actually, no, right. You can hear it.
It's too long.
Yeah.
It's too long and drawn out. It needs to be like.
I actually have a good view.
Well, no, I didn't have my screen replaced. I had the LED, the LCD inside of this.
YouTube.com.
Yeah, maybe that one. These are nice and aggressive and kind of brief. That one.
How about a car screeching?
Fourth one, maybe. All
right, no, we need a baby crying.
No, how about a car?
It's meant to be a child crying anyway.
That's the Google Drive.
Yeah. How about like a car wheel?
I'm just sitting.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like Shane and I really ignore the car stops and makes a
screeching noise.
But that's.
I don't want to make you feel like.
And it'll be like your man gets out of the car.
Maybe the black guy, like.
You seem to still haven't answered my question. What's the point of having the.
Creative designer if you're not going to listen to me?
No. What's the point of having a glass breaking effect?
Well, we're not. We're doing explosion now.
It's just
to have a jump at the end of the credits. There needs to be one.
Yeah, because the movie's so bad, we have to rely on jump scares.
Yeah. I was watching The Village last night.
It's going to end so bad. Oh,
it's actually
is that the one where it's not actually a scary movie and it's just the old people?
I like it.
Is that the movie or the FTV?
Is that M. Night Shyamalan?
TV show, M. Night Shyamalan, yeah. It's one of my dad's. My dad loves it. My dad has the fucking Blu-ray steelbook of it. He watches it. He loves it. It's one of the best films ever made.
It's good, though.
It is really good. I like it. Like, it's kind of an anti-climax.
It's got
twists.
It's
two twists.
It's two twists.
It's not actually.
There's two twists. So the first one is that.
Don't say them.
Well, there's monsters in the woods.
Which one do you want?
But the monster comes and chases around the woods. And it's
no,
it turns out the monster
actually,
is a
retard.
Wait, go back. I missed it. The fourth explosion was the best, I thought.
I don't think there should be. I think glass breaking has been more.
Yeah, it's that one.
I don't think there should be knees or anything, by
the way. Yeah, well. You guys like Blue Mountain State, so your opinions are boring.
Blue Mountain State, Shanghai. It's legitimately good.
Right, here we go.
All right.
Yeah, I don't think.
No. One second earlier. Has to
wait,
line up with the music.
Shit.
Okay. Go. All right, guys. Yeah, I like that. Go back one more time. Go back a couple seconds earlier. Go back a few seconds earlier. No. Not with the sound. Go back a few seconds earlier with the playback.
Okay. Yeah. So if they were to do.
Shh, guys, watch this. I thought that was pretty good. One second later. Alright, try this one. Okay. Yeah. Maybe 1 second later?
I still think that. How about a good shot?
Yeah. 1 second later. Later. Pull it back a couple. No. Yeah.
The transition between the
I think that
intro
works.
And the actual film is too quick. Can you slow that down?
You don't want a hard cut. You want a fade.
Oh, I like the hard cut.
No, I don't. It's too
sudden. Right, we have to represent a fade. We're going to add in. Obviously, going to add in color correction so that it looks like it's a.
Okay.
It's a flashback. As well, all right. Aren't we?
Well, could you?
Do you want
Stitcher come up in the starting credits already?
Yeah, the name of the film came up.
So you couldn't have after explosion Stitcher.
No. I don't know.
Stay quick. I want to be.
I like the jump cut.
Mm. I prefer a slower.
We have one of these iMovie transitions where like a cube spins around, or like
PowerPoint.
Or it goes.
every little square falls over.
I mean, if you see that the transitions off in CSI Cyber, oh my god, it would make any filmmaker like smash their head into a wall.
Oh, I watched it. I watched this one like that.
CSI Cyber.
Do you know what happened in it? The fucking roller coaster crash. Remember the same day as the roller coaster crash. Yeah, that was like, that's just bad timing.
The same day as the roller coaster crash?
CSI Cyber about a roller coaster.
How is that related to cyber though?
Oh yeah, you know
because the guy used the computers to hack into stuff.
Why does he care about a roller coaster?
Well, because apparently he was like,
Rifle
is still on this.
Oh, okay, now.
Yeah,
you can keep it if you want, but it's kind of weird, but alright.
It's weird to have it in the first place.
Hey, well, I'm trying to compromise.
Yeah, like, okay, it's fine, leave it there.
Wait, play it
that's
again?
That's right. That's
wait,
fine,
wait, you don't think I can play it, Billy.
You can't even noise with the camera, it's like, in
the intro. Yeah, no, because he should be faded out before the sound goes.
No, he shouldn't, because he's getting shot by Stitcher, because he's an agent.
We'll assume that.
Leave it the way it is. Leave it the way it is and move on.
He's the best film in the world.
Yeah, it's not. So just
we just have like
it's gonna be 5 minutes long.
We just have like an asterisk at the top of each like scene. The black guy is an agent.
Little fun fact.
Oh no, we're gonna do that. But then when we release the Witch commentary version of it,
yeah,
or
director's commentary.
We are gonna do a commentary.
What?
We'll do a commentary today. Like at
yeah.
The end.
Yeah, no, we'll do an audio as the movie goes through.
Director's
we'll
commentary.
Like,
well, sure.
Okay,
I
keen
and I do that for Horror Ghost. We do commentary.
Okay.
Time
to
Well, it's not on YouTube, actually, it's on DVD. I'll upload it to you.
But
it's
you've been re-releasing Where the Power Goes on DVD?
I did, like, last June.
And how many copies did you say?
I made 6 copies. I gave 1 to Kian, 1 to Elise, 1 to John.
Where's my one?
You didn't turn up for Where the Power Goes. Fuck you.
Yeah, I
didn't. You have to buy one. Neither to Michael, neither to Shane.
What is this?
Actually,
I couldn't have. I
know, I'm just saying, so that's why I didn't give any DVDs.
Okay, let's continue on. Let's call
I'm too embarrassed that my film show up here. I couldn't show my face again.
I'm going to tell you a fun fact, right? So Walter Mersch, the editor of The Godfather and Apocalypse Now, who I met 2 weeks ago, said that he never, ever edits sitting down.
There you go.
He always is standing
up. Why would you edit standing up? It doesn't make a difference.
Because he does it. Because
like,
He's one of the greats. He edited The Godfather.
Yeah.
I will listen to that man.
Would you be able to get a copy of the
yes.
Like,
the entire movie like that?
I'm coming to get you, Jack, so I could re-edit.
No way is Vinny not deleted that. He's totally deleted that.
Deleted what?
All the raw footage. I'd say Vinny's definitely deleted the raw footage.
No, he definitely
probably backed it up online, but like I can imagine Vinny.
No, I assume when you get
going,
no.
Well, that's done then, and just throwing it out.
I do want to get something that he backs it as a save copy, but he doesn't do anything with it.
All right, leave it now. Oh, did you put color correction on?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's okay.
Let me.
It looks like kind of Instagram filter.
I literally just did in 2 seconds.
Yeah. It's okay.
So
no, that's fine.
That's
it does look old time, but you have to have 1995 down the corner.
I just literally just moved some of these.
Is
the
dialogue supposed to be louder?
It's
supposed to be able to hear what they're saying.
But yeah, no, don't worry about that.
Sort of.
You'll get later.
Yeah.
What?
See, that's
just
it without. That's it. Well, see, Shane loves me. Shane notices without win. So it's to make it kind of look. I mean, it's
leave it. Bring it down a little bit. There now. Yeah, that's nice. I like that. I like my hair there.
And then we can put like a rim around it. So it looks a little bit kind of.
Putting a rim around it sounds kind of CSI cyber to me. Flashbacks to the 1950s with like a ring around. No, I know what you mean. Like a kind of a.
Maybe we could do like. Old style movies.
Yeah, exactly like that.
And just the voice come up. Oh no! Black screen.
whenever I see that at the
Whoa,
fresh ending, I get really irritated.
So,
oh no, Stitcher.
Just do the entire movie like this.
Yeah. That's 4K right there.
We could do it one by one.
Is there
one
a way?
Pixel,
is there a way?
One pixel by one pixel movie.
I wish.
That's.
I wish there was a way that we could make that look like a CCTV footage, like.
That looks so
good. No, it can't look like CCTV.
You can't, because the camera's too shaky. Like.
Yeah. Oh, damn.
Oh, that actually looks pretty good.
But that is to stay with color correction, too.
Yeah,
I'd say
Kevin did an excellent job as a stunt.
Turn off the damn pixelation anyway. we're doing a serious film here. Alright, leave it there. Leave that color is fine. That color is nice. I like the sand.
No, could you have it like zoom out, and then it's like people in the studio looking at a computer screen, like in CSI Cyber, and it's like,
yeah.
This is the video.
Yeah, exactly.
Shot.
Oh, God, CSI Cyber. Worst thing about it is that Ted Danson, because CSI, the normal show, is cancelled.
Oh, which one's that?
Yeah,
like, what are you
just CSI.
Oh, okay.
That's
so,
cancelled
yeah,
now. So, Ted Danson from that show is now joining CSI Cyber.
Shane, are you working?
What?
Are you working?
Wait, what's Michael working as?
He's doing websites.
Oh, right. Oh yeah, that's fun.
Alright, now I need to edit the crap out of this.
You seem to have a business of photo editing.
When you off to Kildare?
Me?
Yeah.
Kildare.
I'm off to Lake District at the end of this month. I've got to wait for Colin. I should think about this before. I'm going to Lake District pretty soon, and then I'm going to France.
Yes.
Ooh.
And then I'm going to Fermanagh. and then I'm going to kill there. I'm pretty much gone for most of this part.
Well, I have a lot of fun with Shane.
Does Shane know about this?
I want to see Mad Max again.
Yeah.
We see Mad Max every day.
I watched Pitch Perfect 2 the next day, you know. It was worse than Mad Max.
Yeah, listen, I was going to post in the French group.
Mad Max wasn't that bad.
I wasn't bad. It was mediocre. Like, I gave it 3.5.
Okay, Lucian, who's missing?
I gave it 3.5 stars of BuzzHub.
That's fair enough.
I would have given it 4 had I not been so hyped up for it. Like, if I expected to be bad.
Yeah, if everybody else's expectations were lower.
Yeah, I would have given it 4, but I gave it 3.5. Okay.
Lucian, who's missing? Barry, Surika, Owen, or why he's in it. Patrick,
HR. Why is Owen? Kick him out. No. Well, Anna left, and is Ignis still there?
Yeah, he is. Why add Anna back?
I don't think she wants to be there.
That's
true, actually.
If she leaves, I think she means it. It's not like Callum where he just leaves. This is more important.
Let's make this audio nice and understandable.
Okay. When you guys were gone, we started playing JL 200 on here and got very.
Where did you have the microphone, or what was the story?
Owen was hiding with the boom at the back of the play thing.
You should have had the guy. Who was doing camera?
Michael.
Yeah, he should have just went down the slide.
Yeah.
Oh my god, why wasn't Shane there?
It would have been terrible.
God damn it.
Oh, right.
God damn it, Shane. Where aren't you there, actually, Shane?
It's gone to a match.
Yeah, I was, actually.
Shane, did you see me in Westside the last day?
I did, yeah. I was
sure it was you or not. I was wearing my hat.
Guys, I can't hear.
You're wearing camouflage.
Help me, where's the safest?
I'm cranking.
Barry's voice is great.
What are you talking about?
Liars.
We don't know what you're talking about.
I know. You know. Because Stitcher always knows. If you're not going to tell.
Alright, let me just, first of all, bring up the...
Barry does an excellent job.
He does.
Oh, how do I get the... to window workspace.
Nice. I saw it. Look at picture.
I mean, I did it once when I was younger, but I don't think I was it.
Okay.
I want to do it. We should have gone on TY.
We went to Diamond Hill. No, yeah. Ring Shane.
Yeah, like Diamond Hill is
not going to be. We were supposed to go to Pope Patrick. Mm-hmm. Went Diamond Hill. No, they always go to Diamond. They went Diamond Hill this year.
I also went to Diamond Hill because of Shane. I was kind of wondering how he's going to get up the mountain. Shane.
Yeah,
not you, Shane.
You.
Or Shane.
Oh, okay. No, but he's ever on the sharp with
us. What?
There is some sharp.
No, he didn't come. He didn't come to Diamond Hill though. He didn't come. Anyway, all right. So he did, yeah. He did a pretty good job, actually.
I heard David McHugh did a bad job.
Tom did a good job. Because when I got in the car, the guy was like, oh, Tom showed you how to do it. I have a, like, it's on the JL 200.
I still have a theory that they think in computer code.
There is no safe. What are you talking about?
Liars.
We don't know what you're talking about.
I know. You know. Because Stitcher always knows. And they're not going to tell me. Well.
Stitcher?
Okay, we really need to...
I guess the wind adds dramatic effect.
So it's terrible.
Alright, thanks everybody for tuning in to... I think so we're going to do a thing now at the end of every episode of this podcast, apparently, that we're doing now.
Somebody has to...
This is 201.
I have an idea.
This is the first episode we've ever recorded in June, ever. We've never recorded in June before.
I'm going to record in June, so you don't know what it is.
I want you to be very terrible. Owen, what are you doing?
I'm recording something at secretly.
Don't turn it off.
I won't.
Please don't delete the recording.
So Lucian thinks I'm recording something.
Listen, I'm doing something in... Okay, it's, okay, I see what you mean.
Promise you won't do it because it's very easy to press the delete
button. Yeah, okay, fair enough. Okay. Now go away.
You see things I'm recording something.
He's totally going to delete it or go looking through my phone.
No, I won't go looking through your phone.
I deleted all my
stuff. I'm only doing this because he gets really paranoid and like he wonders what people are doing with his stuff.
I know.
God, look at him suspiciously. Batman there. So that's, I'm sure he said something really bad there, but anyway. So 201 guys, it's June. We've never recorded in June. I'm doing monologue now. We've never recorded in June before. June is.
You said that like 5 times.
It's a pleasant month of the year. I quite enjoy June.
It's a junior for June.
Sit around not doing
month
much.
Is actually, I'm
it's June.
It's June. It's June.
We've never recorded a podcast in June, July, or August. Ever, ever.
Never in June.
No, never a jail
in
show.
June.
Never a jail show in June.
J June, JJ.
The June.
JJ Abrams.
The June.
It's lens flares.
What happens in June? Well, it's.
Solar flares.
Siggins' birthday is in June.
Black person,
yeah. Michael has a calendar that our photos didn't get into. Oh, shit, I'm on the back of that calendar, actually.
What?
Why, wait, what's that
calendar,
bro?
I'm on the back.
Do you want to run for plays? That's the Alzheimer's calendar. Oh my god, Michael has his Alzheimer's calendar.
Where am
I? I bought him through the bit.
Oh, oh my Christ, god, my hair was so awful.
Are we in this as well?
Oh my god, my hair was so
when
bad.
Was that?
Your hair was bad. Have you seen
that?
My hair?
I'm not in that, am I?
That was in like October last year.
We didn't do anything.
Yeah, we did. Kian and I took a really good photo, and we launched a big campaign to get votes for it. Miss Dalton,
I'm taking a picture of it.
Miss Dalton congratulated Kian and I for our hard work. We actually the only people who
actually tried. I took a photo, but it was DJ and Blaine.
Let Michael do his stuff there.
But like,
oh my god, is that Johnny? Johnny looks so small. Is that Johnny there? He looks like
Shane Diskin.
Disco Shane.
I kind of want this episode title to be Disco Shane.
What if he says it?
But people think it's about you, right?
Yeah.
Because you're the Shane on the podcast.
The Shane.
Disco Shane.
Did you use this calendar, Michael?
Maybe I'll just take that name off.
Maybe you should, yeah. You are Disco Shane. Alright, so June, July.
Oh my god, Pablo looks so weird. I'm noxing your hair was a lot.
My hair was horrible that day. It looks awful. It was on Bealton. So we're here in Mike's swaggy room. He's got his drums, you've already heard those. He's got all his like profesh equipment that we don't have on this podcast. The fact that we didn't record this podcast using his profesh equipment is a sign of my flaw as a human being, but anyway.
Our drums meant to be like
because
that,
this is the worst like microphone broken. Ever and it's not even my good phone. So thanks for tuning in.
Is that meant to have like a groove?
It's our line. No, I.
You're losing here.
Beyond the ground, man. It's our final half century of episodes, guys. That's so sad.
Half century.
We've only 1 year of this left.
We're never gonna reach episode 300.
So where are you going to college, Lucian?
Space. The moon. Mars.
I thought you were going to Scotland.
No. Jupiter ascendant.
Did you see about your man going to do physics in Edinburgh and then he didn't like it?
That, yeah. Wait, he did what?
He got 7 A1s and then he went to do physics in Scotland and he didn't like it.
And so he's like working my dogs.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah,
I didn't read the whole thing.
Actually, I have noticed, and I even have, like, from my brother here, really smart people burn out quickly.
Thanks, everybody.
Because they're so used to, like, just, like, studying hard. Like,
play this one more time. Play my credits one more time.
Okay.
I know we don't have time for this, but I love them. They're so loud.
No, keep them up loud.
I
don't like that thing.
Oh, it's terrible.
Shane with based on original idea by
perfect.
Michael, we need that score.
What kind of the score?
Michael has original score for the film.
What's that music from?
That's from Pacific Rim.
What are you talking?
Alright, let me get
that's
this.
Be a terrible.
That's the best film music of the last, like that's the best film score I've heard. Like I mean Interstellar was pretty good, but like that's fucking great.
Why don't
you just take an actual song instead of taking something off another film?
Michael, have you ever listened to American Authors? The band. They're a good band, Lucy.
One hit wonder.
You've never listened to them.
I've heard the name, but I don't think
they have that. They have
they're
that
really
best day of my life song.
Is that
like
not Imagine Dragons?
No, yeah, no, it's not.
I don't like Imagine Dragons.
No, I don't like. I hate Imagine Dragons. They're like Linkin Park.
Right.
Their music is very like Linkin Park. Although they. I don't
they
know.
They play instruments and stuff.
I don't know. They showed up and performed with Taylor Swift at our gig this week, and they weren't playing any instruments. Like,
is it how many is there?
I don't know. There was just the singer who was doing all the work. I think they're like Linkin Park.
There is no city. What are you talking about?
Liars.
We don't know what
this
song. I know. You know.
This is really good.
The
music is perfect.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
I like the slow motion dive so well, but that sound.
Okay, okay, okay. So now we cut to Owen and he's running and it's 20 years later. Okay,
can you take out like a quarter of a second there between when Barra shoots and when Lucien falls? Because it's like, bang, then Lucien.
I know, that would look weird. It would look weird. Weird. Who cares? People just people blame me for it. Now go to the... Alright, I'm closing this now, so somebody tell a joke to wrap this up.
Oi.
I can... bring down that volume so it doesn't go.
I'm gonna play some Neil Young now anyway, so.
What type of.
Yeah, I don't like that. Do you want me to get rid of
it? Get rid of the woo sound.
Yeah, maybe.
Too cliche.
Alright, so do you have a joke, Shane?
How about we do it all in black and white?
No. I considered it last night when I was going to sleep. I was like, maybe we should do Stitcher black and white. No.
Maybe we do a silent movie.
That's not really like silent. Trippy guitar thing in the background.
The whole film's a metaphor for Stitcher. Okay, thanks for listening. See you next time for episode 202.
I love the way Kevin turns and goes instead of tackling Barra to
save his. You're recording two episodes within a space of 10 minutes.
No, I just recorded one. This was 201.
Yeah, no. So now you're doing 202.
No, I'm saying we'll do 202 in like...
Oh, so you're saying you're like, hello. This
no, I'm saying we'll do... Join okay, us next time. Okay, let's move on. So next scene is Owen and he's jogging and it's scene 2. Thanks for listening. Goodbye. Melbourne sound, we ain't fucking around. Fuck this radio tracks, so see we keep it underground. Cause work these days has me feeling like shit, but it's all worthwhile when the weekend's like this. So man, I'm off, got running amok, a lady luck. Then a Saturday, never sober, a Corova. Weekend come close, coming to an end. Where the fuck am I heading? Heading to red. It's Melbourne, the best scene on the earth. Best sound, sludge, drugs, and we're living it first. Turn it down, no cunt, you better turn it off. And if they try to turn it off, tell them get fucked. Tuesday feeling better, Wednesday's goodbye. Thursday can't wait, and Friday's tonight. So fuck work, fuck the mids, to bed the music. Listen to the drop and fucking lose it. We ain't fucking around, fuck this radio tracks, and see we keep it underground. Cause work these days has me feeling like shit, but it's all worthwhile when the wiggins are through. We ain't fucking around, fuck this radio tracks, so see we keep it underground. Cause work these days has me feeling like shit, but it's all worthwhile when the weekend's like this. It's Friday feeling different at the makers of mischief. Saturday feeling fine, I'm heading to cloud 9. Week come close, what am I gonna do? It's Sunday, let's get ready, I'm heading to TFU. It's Melbourne, the best scene on the earth. Best sound, sludge, drugs, and we're living it first. Turn it down, no cunt, you better turn it up. And if they try to turn it off, tell them get fucked. So fuck work, fuck them, 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 fuck work, fuck. We're fucked. Listen to the drop and fucking lose it.